Blog Talk Radio.
For your investment in knowledge. Amen. Look at them today, it's time to invest in knowledge. But I want to encourage you, my buddy, to have a word for me. Amen. Teach me how to fish. Interestingly, this book I talked about, amen, in the song with him. It's talking about your prosperity.
Amen.
So that you may keep the fish that you swim. So we all would rather catch fish, but when we catch fish, we don't have a love to take our meat. See, a humble person don't want to hear the gospel, they want to be the gospel. Unless we have prosperity, they don't want to hear the message. You got to feed them first. You got to give them shelter first. See, Jesus never told us to go out on the phone. He told us to go out and go
out.
So you are a distributor. You have to be a disciple. You have to be, you have to say, come follow me because I will make you. You have to tell them to come follow me because I will take care of you. See, the Bible, we need to get back into economics. We need to get back into God's economics. Yeah. You know, says in the Bible says, even a poor person is hated by his neighbor. So how can you win your neighbor?
Wow.
The Bible says, but the rich man has many friends. That's one of the reasons why I haven't been. So you want to have a friend.
Come on, come on.
So the good man is rich. Come on, the prosper. The poor person is hated by his neighbor. How can you win your neighbor with your neighbor?
Wow.
Well, I'm going to go to Lisa. See, who buried Jesus' body? Joseph, I'm going to wrap up here. The Bible says he was a disciple. Jesus never allowed poor people to handle his Bible.
That's good. That's good.
Right? Because he says, I want you to be my disciple because discipleship equals stewardship. A disciple is one that is disciplined. Actually, the word disciple comes from the Greek word, my page is when we get the word mathematics. What does that do with that, young man? Add what? Subtracting what? Multiplying what? Dividing what? The numbers. Numbers, right? So there's a number. So if you're a disciple, it's all about numbers. So you think the neighbor, how are you with your numbers? Because if we were in the world, the Bible says, according to Zechariah chapter 1, verse 19, through prosperity, shall my what? House be free. Shall my house be established. Shall my message spread through prosperity. So the message is spread through prosperity. The Bible says, the poor man delivered the city, but he was not what? Heard because he was poor. His voice was not heard because he was poor. Even though he delivered the city, his voice was not heard because he was poor. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. He delivered the city, but his voice was not heard because he was poor. He said, cast out devils. He prayed, he fasted. But his voice was not heard because he was poor. So you got to separate deliverance prophets from prosperity prophets.
The
liberal prophets love sackcloth. Prosperity prophets, they love wearing like this and looking like this.
Come on.
So, yeah, there was a prophet, and he goes, I'm still a prophet. I'm still a prophet, they were all this. The liberal prophets, prosperity prophets, the evangelistic prophets, they have this type of prophet. Amen. So, there's some that don't believe it. There's some people who believe they have an apartment. There's some prophets who believe they have houses. Some prophets believe they have houses. One of my friends told me that if you are a prophet or a prophet, you should be able to call your house in and it shall be established. You should be wearing the finest things because why? You're the mouthpiece of God. So when you declare something, it must come to pass. You're a prophet. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 3:19, never let his word stumble to the ground because why? God was with him. Elijah came from death. Because why? He was a prophet. Every prophet or prophetess that is called should always validate their ministry by the blessings of God.
Wow.
So we have a mantle represents the blessing.
Yeah.
out of the fourth of Proverbs 10:3-2. The blessing of the what? Did it say blessing? The blessing. Malachi 3:10 says, he'll open up the window of heaven and pour you out of what? Singular. That's the mountain. Abraham has a blessed mountain. That's why he's always rich. The Bible says Abraham was very rich. Because when you have a mountain, it affects wealth. Well, my mother told me that when you don't have a home, you're homeless. God's going to give you a home today. I guess that's what happens when you have a home. If you are willing and obedient, I will give you the good of the land. I will give you houses that you did not build, land that you did not plant. That's a scriptural promise. Every person in God's house should be possessing land and territory.
Yes.
Oh, yes. You can go to the other bless you. Don't go to the other life is in a bang. Hallelujah. Yes. But I wanted to share that with you. Okay, so quickly, I'm going to deal with something because my father's good word. She dealt with it and she's all in my message. I'm going to give clarity and give understanding to what she was sharing because it's very powerful. Because God put it in my heart to share this with Father Josh as he established his powerful church. And he was sent up in you. So far, the glorious ministry. Anyway, you connected. If you want to join them in this movement, so this is part of this sharing. Bless you, Lord God. Bless you. Bless you, young preacher. It's a great call. This is going to be one of your wealthy millionaires. And you call me, I was watching that show a few years ago. Lord God, that's going to bless you. Get ready for it. I mean, he manages stuff well, he administrates stuff well. So, what's your name, brother? Mother Brown, bless you, Mother Zion. We honor you today. Bless you, woman God. Amen, Mother Brown. And this is the topic sharing this morning. You're talking about. Hallelujah. Bless you, Mother. Bless you, woman God. Hallelujah. Okay, so those three. So we want to have some things with you so that once you begin to apply this to your life, you're going to take over in this place, South Carolina. South Carolina is totally different from Houston. Hallelujah. This is a country. One of my elders said that this is really a place that people believe in God. You know, those are questions, too. Just out in the wilderness, amen. If you can't hear from God in South Carolina, something wrong with you. Okay. Amen. So God's going to call y'all to expand in this place, amen. I'm going to share some things with you. And the topic about that is called building a house of undeserved glory. Building a house of undeserved glory. Now, we're from the Southern Belt, amen. So we're going to teach the Bible. Is that okay? So building a house of undeserved glory. God wants to reveal his glory in this place. He wants to show forth his glory in the earth. The Bible says the mouth of God, amen, shall expand the world, shall come to earth as the water comes to the sea. So the knowledge of God represents the revelation of God that is birthed from the glory of God. Once the glory is revealed in the earth, the glory begins to bring all sorts of manifestations of the kingdom so that nobody in the place that's in the position of glory will be lacking anything. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially, physically, you will not lack anything in the glory. So God says, I want to reveal my glory. And we have a lot of people that are seeking the glory of God, but once the glory of God comes, it's going to set things in order.
Yeah.
It is dangerous to seek the glory of God with a disorderly lifestyle.
Yeah.
It is dangerous to ask God, Lord, give me your presence, show me your kabod, show me your doctrine, your manifested presence when you have not yielded yourself to him completely. Because the moment the glory comes, the moment the glory comes, it scatters all flesh. And it brings people into a higher dimension. Isaiah said, when I saw the glory of the Lord, I recognized I was a prophet, I was unclean.
Yeah.
When I saw the glory of God, I wanted God to do this to make me all over again. See, when that glory is revealed, the glory begins to bring us into the power of God. It begins to bring us into a place where we will discern the pattern that God has set and established in the earth. And most churches, they are moving in a place we call the house of Ichabod.
Yeah.
Ichabod, amen, is a reference point. God now is a spirit that seeks to steal the glory of God.
Yeah.
And most churches, because they're not built according to the pattern that God has set in the earth, they have the glory right there.
Wow.
And God says, I'm raising up a true, authentic church, an apostolic church, not a Pentecostal, not a Mormon Pentecostal, not a Luger, I'm raising up a kingdom church that's going to manifest my glory. When they are here, when they are manifested, the alcoholic is going to put down his alcohol. When they are manifested, the nicotine addictor is going to put away his cigarettes. When I begin to release my glory in the earth, hope of the earth is going to take place because it says in Obadiah, upon Mount Zion, deliverance shall take place. Amen. And so we begin to learn the glory of God. We must begin God have his way in our life. We must begin to let God heal and move in us and clean us and purify us so that we may be holy vessels, willing to be used by the Master. Now watch, Jesus said in Revelation 2, behold, I stand at the door and I what? Okay, now who was he talking to exegetically speaking? Exegetically speaking, he was not talking to the world. He was standing at the church of Laodicea. What is Jesus who owns the church outside of his church, knocking on the door. Wow. That means that we have established a church, but we have kicked the owner out.
Wow.
It's possible that you can establish a religious institution and kick Jesus out.
Who
is the chief cornerstone? That's why the conference is the cornerstone conference. He is the cornerstone. Now we have excluded him, and therefore we got a whole bunch of people out.
Oh,
but I Jesus. The Bible says in Galatians 2, if we preach another gospel, if you preach a different gospel and a different Jesus, that's going to be a curse. Could it be that some of the churches are preaching Jesus, but it's a different Jesus?
Wow.
Some of the people, they are pretending to preach the gospel, but it's a different gospel. It is a gospel of the Pharisees. It is a gospel of the Sadducees. And the church of Philippians, they're trying to restore the law that you've been set free from. But it's dangerous because Paul will come to you preaching another Jesus, another gospel, that will be a curse. And if not been submitted and understood the gospel and have went back into your theology to understand the clarity of the theology of the gospel, you can easily be a curse because you can preach the gospel that does not represent the Bible. Because you can never build revelation based upon this interpretation of scripture. And if you say neighbor, you can teach your neighbor.
Neighbor.
So the Spirit, yes, he is a teacher, but the Holy Spirit only gives you knowledge based upon the information that you can receive.
Right, amen.
Oh, y'all remember this?
Amen.
We can allow Jesus to come back into his grace to become the Lord of lords, the King of kings of our life. So if we don't allow him to come in and play, we will become dead and alive.
Yeah, amen.
And don't worry about the first Corinthians 1, first Corinthians chapter 1, first Corinthians. Y'all ready for this? Oh, I love this God.
Amen.
First Peter 2 says your light is coming. Yeah, now, I want you to speak to them real quickly. First Corinthians 1:30. Okay, we're up. Okay. This is what it says. But of him are you in who? I don't know what that word says. Come out of Christ. Okay, listen. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us what? Start with that. Wisdom. Made unto us what?
Wisdom.
Made unto us what?
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Sanctification and redemption. So the first thing that Jesus made unto us was wisdom. You can be anointed but foolish. You can be sincere but sincerely off. The first thing that the church needs is wisdom.
Come on.
What's that wisdom?
Wisdom.
Okay, in Matthew 16, verse 18, I want Papa John to always take this to heart. Even though you might know it, but take this to heart when you take on this passage, you're going to take this to heart because it's going to come to your soul. Jesus says, upon this rock, I will build my church. So it is not our church. So we will actually believe. Betray us because it's not our church.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I will through my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against you. The gates does not mean physical gates. The gates and the gates to call decisions. So when he says the gates of hell will not prevail against you, so I say, Lord, make me wiser. All we have to do is keep the way sugar. We will have to be and people come on. So what we're meeting the leader, we just own heart is to feed on an understanding. So long as we are feeders and defend the word of God, keeping the
Amen.
Jesus, I will build my church. Now here is the theological question. How is Jesus building this church, and through is he building this church by? You ever thought about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share with you that these are the people that he's building this church by. So we're going to get to Matthew 7. Who is Jesus building his church? Who is he using to build a powerful church? We have to take word of Matthew 7. Let me get the real quick. Matthew 7. And go to verse 24. Actually, put the verse on the verse 24. Verse 24. Then Jesus was saying to me, men will say to me, Lord, Kurios, Kurios, owner, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many works, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, you that what? Lawlessness, you'll say the workers of iniquity, which is the Greek word anamia, anamia, ah, which is the negative participle, which means without, the mia, the law, namas.
Yeah.
So, really, is the right translation means lawlessness are those that are without law, which means those that are without a country. Those that are not submitted to nobody can prophesy, can keep some devils. But he would tell them to talk to me, I never knew you. And you have a lot of verses out there that prophesy, they will do miracles, they'll do wonderful things. So then we ask them, where did they come from? I think from the movement. God called me, nobody called me. Oh, well, you can't prophesy the word. Because every prophet knows that you must be submitted to some type of law. Calls of the prophets, we establish the laws of God. Every prophet is important. So I'm going to say, you should not prophesy, we're going to have no one else to because sometimes we can analyze our gift when they know that the time is short, but then we keep on going because our gift is what we worship. And we got a great gift, and since we got a great gift, we don't care what time it is. Because our gift is going to make them forward. They think that gift is going to get them to sit down. Because you just got out of the call. Oh, Lord, there's a lot of there's the spirit of prophets is what? You need to know how to control your spirit. So he's not going to minister to all the people. I guarantee you, watch this, brother. Every person that has been disciplined of the law, they want to be churches. And if they're alone, they hate those ones, they want to be churches. Everyone, I guarantee you, everyone that knows the law of the kingdom, you look at the ones that are not. No. He would not build his church through long people. I don't like that, y'all. Don't keep the message with that one. He said that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't tell you what he's up to do with me. He will look at the register and he'll say, wow, okay, you're an immigrant. You're not a kingdom citizen. Because in the book of life, all the citizens of the kingdom know my law and order. That's why when you have people speaking in banana boats trying to get to America, They asked them, let us see your registration. Let's see if you're in the book. If you're not in the book, they'll call your custom to send you back. Because America don't owe you. Because you have a great board and you're not a citizen. So that's what he's saying. There's no tip, there's no kingdom, citizenship, validation to validate.
Now, watch, I want you to see this. So he builds his house through what?
wise people. Who say wise people? When he delivered children of Israel, he always wanted them to be a wise and strong nation. How about that? He wanted to live. How does that learn from this? But people say, well, it's very significant, amen. That's the reason for this people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good. It's very significant, amen. All this is very significant. I got ordained. All this is very significant. We read this to the Yale. This is really the prophetic mountain to empower and establish people. The power gives them the right, gives them the right to power, to empower and establish new pastors, new prophets, new apostles, new teachers, and all that. This is the Yale, the Moshetta, which represents the resurrected life. I didn't bring a red robe, which means death. Because God never designed for you to die without resurrected life. So Rochella means that not only did I suffer and endure the contemplation of the crucifixion, but now I have power to do life again.
Yes.
Yes. That's the thing. All this, the handcuffs, you know, the Jesus Christ. But all this means something. Amen. To those that have that type of perception. Hallelujah. But I will become a Jew in the Greek. Because if you are a servant of Church Africa, you can't afford it. But they have the anointing, they have power, they have wisdom.
Right.
See, this is my culture. This is all my culture. That's what I can deal with this, amen? And you just know this is what you know this is a sign of. I'm going to tell you this is real quick. This is something free. Well, this is for free. You want to wear this stuff because this is very expensive.
Yeah.
So those circles, they want you to wear this because they say if you're going to be a leader, can you respond to bring a role? Everybody first comes for your own, you just sit down, don't even slide. That's how they think it, amen? But God doesn't think that way. You never see a New Testament church that they had a real role and stuff. Who says the Old Testament? There's no room to make a Levite. You know, the role of a great big woman. Something with it. Something with it. They're empowering. They'll be empty knowledge. Now, reading with the amplified perception, that's what you're thinking in the real world. I'm trying to sit down with the phone for a minute, amen. I'm trying to get real. Look, I'm not saying, if you was talking about wearing expensive clothes and stuff, and I know there's an inner person that's on the side behind the table there, you should see you wear the topic.
Come on.
You should be going to the Gucci suit. That's the role now that we as must present. Because the reason why the Levites had to wear those garments is because they represented God. And your God is not broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they said they're trying to change it over. That's why blind Bartimaeus, when he called Jesus and Jesus told him to come forth, he took off his biggest garment.
Yeah.
Every time you get close to Jesus, you got to take off your garment.
Yeah.
You got to change the story you shot at.
Yeah.
What are you doing in a son of God by faith and glory? Come on, boy. Come on, say faith and glory.
Yeah.
Don't wear faith and glory.
Yeah.
You are son of God. You own the earth. The land is yours. Amen. It's not the devil. They take it with them, right?
Right.
Wisdom produces durable riches. That's why God wants you to have wisdom, because once you have wisdom, you own your business. Once you have wisdom, you will be a money making machine. But if you're foolish, you'll lose your money. Kavod, the Hebrew word kavod means wealth. It means weight. It means an expender. So if you are coming in the glory, you should have some type of wealth consciousness about yourself.
Right. Right.
Some say you're a new preacher.
New preacher.
People like you get them in holiday. Just say it's by the Lord's three. It's just the Lord's three. That's what we're going to see. What do you think is my people? Because it's going to make three. Because it's the wrong mindset. It's not the right mindset.
Right.
But he wasn't trying to think of, I don't want to lay my spirit. He wasn't trying to think of red. The mouth that they have left over. None of us have left over. It's fine. Because we are capable of the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
They were so bad to us. Why did you make so much bread? He knew the atmosphere of how many people were there and what they needed. But why did he have left over? Because your God always operates in abundance.
Oh, right.
And when you know Christ, you said some brothers. You should have that you should have that room. Nobody. The whole thing is there. My God.
Wow.
No, so the only complaint you have is that my cup runs over. Tell somebody the only complaint that you have There is not the church that Christ wants.
Yes.
It's the name of Christ, and there's a wise life.
Say
one more request like you. So, Proverbs 24:3. Proverbs 24:3. I'm a worshiper. I came from a Pentecostal church. I'm talking about not a new apostolic Reformation church, but an apostolic Pentecostal church. No makeup wearing. Hey, everything was a demon. Jason been touching them, that's a typical demon. Jason been living, that's a living demon. I came from that type of church. That's one of those weak, weak demons. Everything's a demon. Come on. Let's talk about some angels around there. Come on.
Help us.
We have to get so superstitious and our spiritual. Why? Because the apostle is out of place. The prophets are not there. And so when you go to the church based upon a prophet and not an apostle, you're going to step into some mystery stuff.
Wow.
And the prophet has the ability to be the color feather, but it's a tether pole to make sure the prophet don't go out of the way. Come back home from you or you back in. See, that's the difference. That's why they're called, according to Ephesians 6:20, the foundation of the church. It's built upon the apostle and the prophet. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, he first put in the church what? Their prophets, then what? What we have now in our church is miracle workers.
Wow.
General intercessors.
Help us.
General apostles.
Jesus.
And that's why the church is an apostle. See, here's the apostle. When there's an apostle or prophet in the house, they just tell you to go from one church to another church.
Come on.
Because everything that's inside of one church, you need to seek to know.
Jesus.
All the gifts are inside of one church.
Yes.
Are you with me? Because Bible ministry, when he wrote 11, he wrote to the churches of the church. The church of Jesus. Single church, right? So that means the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher is in one church.
Right.
What you doing for another prophet when you have a church?
Jesus! Help us!
Come on, say
that might be
the name.
Come on,
apostle. See, the church is not like a restaurant.
Lord, help us!
Hey, I'm going to get some bodega today. I'm going to have bodega today.
Come on!
Don't get some bodega today. 10 days, I'm going to get some of that today. But the church is not like that. You can't go from one church to another church trying to fight me like the church. No. You need to ask the Lord, what can I do at my church to magnify your name?
That's good.
Because I'm not going to go after the flesh.
That's good.
And that's why you're allowing me to go from conference to conference, seminar to seminar, and still live in the Lord.
Help us.
Because there is no help in the disciples and pastors because we're lacking wisdom.
Yes.
Come and sit over here. We're going to raise the people. I'll sit. I'm going to calm myself down.
Jesus.
Amen. But I want to make sure that the home of this church should be built upon wisdom. Prophet God, oh man, Prophet Time, they're very prophetic. They will raise up a whole bunch of children that's prophetic.
Yes.
This whole church is going to be prophetic. It's going to be a prophetic community. There's going to be a lot of college students coming here knowing their purpose because the prophet's going to identify their purpose for this. Those that were chasing donkeys and chasing jackasses, when they come into the presence of the prophet and Pastor Joshua, they're going to begin to understand that they were called their
Jesus.
So it's going to be very powerful and prophetic, but we're going to make a wise prophet in here.
Yes.
And we're going to birth the teacher. We're going to birth any loins in their loins. It's in their spiritual family. In their loins is teachers. In their loins is entrepreneurs. In their loins is pastors. In their loins is businessmen. In their loins is lawyers. It's all in their loins.
Yes.
So we don't despise that they are small things because he is Jesus.
Yes.
Your thumb is Proverbs 3:4-3. I want you to remember this. Job 8:7. Go real quick. Keep your thumb on Proverbs 3:4-3. Go to Job 8:7. I want you to remember this. Job 8:7. Hallelujah. Job 8:7. We got to say
word up.
8:7. Watch this. He says, though thy beginning was what? Though thy beginning was what?
Oh.
Yes, the latter end shall what? The latter end shall what? So though thy beginning, hello, so far the glory is power. By the wisdom of God, thy latter end shall increase. So is here is nothing but a seed that's in operation. How much we go by the end of this call, by the end of the day.
Yes.
It's not operating abundance.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, Proverbs 24:3. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding it is what? By understanding it is what?
Established.
So through wisdom, a house is built. By understanding it is established, and through knowledge, what?
Rooms are filled.
Rooms are filled with what?
All precious and pleasant riches.
Oh, poverty.
Wow. Pleasant riches.
Don't have nothing at all. Pull on the pastor, let him see you.
Jesus.
Through knowledge shall the chambers be filled with.
Is it
Bible?
Yes.
So wisdom, understanding, and knowledge make the church not a prosperous church, but a prosperous church.
Amen.
Wow. Amen. Six, one of the smiths prayed, so God, and you should be what? Established. Believe what? Believe what? The reason why people are not prosperous is because they don't have a prophet in their life. Okay, so he sees that he's not a sinful person. The simple truth I want to deal with is first, the pillar of love. The pillar of love. You build a church, make sure it is established by first the pillar of love. The Bible says that Solomon was qualified by God to build the temple of God. David could not build the temple of God because David committed sin. One sin of David caused him to break all Ten Commandments. He worshiped. But she was my God. He committed adultery. He murdered. All through that one sin, blood came on his hands. So God said, David, you have a good heart, but I'm not going to allow you to build my church. I'm going to raise up your son Solomon, which represents peace, to build my church. And Solomon came and sold 1,000 bullocks to God. And when he sold 1,000 bullets to God, Pastor Torrey, one of my members, one of my sons, says he did a study on it. And 1,000 bullets represents $900,000 today. So when he sold 1,000 bullets to God, he went to sleep at night and God visited him.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want God to speak to you, you got to sow a big seed.
Come on.
And God said, Solomon, ask me for anything, I will give it to you. Solomon said, God, give me a wise and understanding heart that I may know how to lead the people who is so great. God said, Solomon, since you asked for this thing, you didn't ask for riches for yourself, you didn't ask for house, you didn't ask for children, but you asked for this thing, I'm going to give you wisdom and I'm going to give you understanding, but I'm also going to give you riches and prosperity and wealth and honor. God put them in the name of the Almighty. So when Solomon began to build this temple, this man of God was so full of wisdom, he committed adultery. I was a woman, that's like one woman each day of the year. But he built this temple. He built this temple very cool. School of 1 Kings 6:7. He did something like that. 1 Kings 6:7. He did something really cool. 1 Kings 6:7. Oh, we want to go. Like they say, we want to go. I hope you love your Bible. I hope you love your word.
Yes.
Amen. 1 Kings 6:7. And the house, when it was in what?
Building.
Was built of what?
Stone.
Made ready before it was what?
Right.
So that there was neither hammer, nor axe, nor any tool of iron. What?
Heard.
Burning the house while it was building. Solomon was a what? What's up, man? Foolish man?
Wise
man. He thought about the building of what?
The house.
When he built the house, he made sure the stones were really cut already before it was in God's house. Because you want to be used by God, but you got to eliminate it. You want to be used by God, but there's still some buildings in you. There's still some incomplete buildings that you need to complete first before God can use you for his glory. You know, there's some people that have not talked to their uncle in 3 years, 5 years, then they go back and incomplete themselves. Because there's an incomplete relationship causing you to come to God's house.
Wow.
But Solomon says, no, I need to tear the stone before it comes and joins itself to God's house. Are you with me?
Yes.
That's why when David killed Goliath, the Bible says he picked out 5 rough stones. Smooth stones. Oh, so you picked up fine food from. Why was there food? There was food because the water from the river kept moving it out. The water represents the Holy Ghost.
Awesome.
It's going to be used by God without being led by the Spirit, without Amen. Having the fruit of the Spirit, and so he'll become in raw instead of having the refined anointing. You are anointed in things. You can sing the heavens down, but you still got to sing the song. Because God never builds his house by the anointing. He only builds it by the glory. Because the anointing is the word nesha or prio, which means you're going to build a sign, but the glory represents the Spirit of God. So you can be anointed because the Bible says different callings are without repentance, but you can still be separated from God. Because the glory represents the character and the glory, but you know how to walk orderly. So you got to be a fool, so he made a fool, but there was no way. No type of sound. And God said, how many of you remember this?
Yes.
See, if there's a sound, the glory is going to be disturbed. If there's a sound, the devil is going to learn what's wrong with my family. If there's a sound, the devil is going to attack us and cause even the Christian to commit suicide.
Come on.
It's going to cause you to break up with your marriage. There's a sound there.
Wow.
He said, make sure there's no sound. Read, not just. The rest of this?
Yes.
So the first pillar is what?
Love
is the first pillar because the Bible says you can be given, but without love, you become a sounding man. And a secret. So what we have is people that can prophesy. We have people that can call faith from the mountains, but they operate on love,
on,
and there's an annoying sound there.
Yes.
Hey,
help us. Jesus.
So we're just going to take one time.
Oh,
Come on, say, come on, say, get better. But you don't love. Let me move to the second thing. Delegated authority. Number two, the pillar of delegated authority. That's the second pillar. You want to build out a house of glory. He just built my building out of house. She has hewed out of the pillars. The pillar of delegated authority. When God established the set man of the house and the woman of God, and sometimes the woman doesn't have to get a system pastor.
That's right. That's right.
She can be the wife. And we gotta accept that. Because why? Well, you know why a lot of people are the ones in the church? Because they put these women in position and they don't come to this.
Yeah.
But the people that are so unlearned and unwise, they're like, well, if we want a man, we gotta go to woman. No. It doesn't work like that. They gotta have a choice to want to get their calling. They put the people in a misidentified of calling them and places when they're not called to their place. So Prophet Brown and truly apostolic in the ministry. Yeah. But we'll call Pastor Brown. They're called to establish as the authority of this house. And every person that's in this house that are called to be connected to them must submit to their vision.
Right.
They must submit to them and they must begin to acknowledge them as the one that God has given the vision to.
Yeah.
See, be weary of someone coming to your ministry and saying, I'm called to help your ministry.
Come on.
You can call to help the ministry. You call to learn from the ministry, receive from the ministry, get impregnated by the visionary to develop the same vision that we have.
Because
you know what your vision, I have my vision. It's my vision.
Yes.
That's the real master.
That's it.
Well, I'm not going to nobody because the church is up in the moment. I'm not going to listen to me. It's controlling you. They put you in order.
Come on.
But you can't live straight. That's why you need a ruler. Tell me if you can't live straight. That's why you
need a ruler. Help us.
I don't want to join no organized institution. But you love to live this all time?
Come on.
You want a system for your life? A system says you spend some time in your life? You want to know what you want to put your life in a system? And you want to know things are breaking apart? But you know today, that's not the truth.
That's
not the truth. It's just your life. Okay, Hebrews 13, 17. We're just going real quickly. Hebrews 13, 17. Okay, this is close. Hebrews 13, 17. Are you ready for this? 13. Who said 13? This is not the rebellion, but the grace. Paul's 13 apostle. But then he has the 13 from which was God, which was in rebellion. And you know, in Hebrews 13, it's talking about order. Romans 13 talks about order. John 13 talks about Judas betraying Jesus after watching because he went to be. He betrayed Jesus in Judas 13, and John 13. So 13 is very important. You want to celebrate, or you want to be in rebellion.
Wow.
I guess that's the name of 21. Okay. Obey them that what?
Somebody need
a rule. I thought I made that up in time. I didn't make that up. He made it up. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they what?
Watch yourself.
But you don't watch over their soul. They watch over your soul.
Right.
But you don't watch them. But be careful when you plan and you're ministering, you have some disciples come out, they want to still watch you. No, they're not going to watch you. You don't watch them.
Come on, Apostle.
No, they're not going to watch you. Which means the mind. Because sometimes the mind is taking it from you. The soul represents the word suitcase, which means your mind. Because sometimes the devil will cause you to have a wrong thought and cause you to entertain a wrong thought and will cause you to make a wrong decision and you bring your tragedy in your life.
Wow.
So the pastor watches over your soul so that your soul, your mind, can be aligned in mind of Christ so that you can resist people's
kingdom.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
But what's the last part? Then it was
And they do it with joy.
They do it with joy, not with grief. So that for what? If they do it for you. It means that no matter how much you fast and pray, you can't receive from heaven because the answer is grief at you.
Wow.
You can go on a 40-day fast, but if you're in rebellion against authority, it's unfulfillable for you. But since that God doesn't give you, he only hears the delegate authority that he's assigned. And so when the church begins to submit to the pillar of delegated authority, the blessings will flow through.
Jesus.
I don't care how much information you have. I don't care how much theology that you know. I don't care how much degrees that you have. If you don't submit to delegated authority, the heavens are open for you.
Jesus.
And I will show you why it is one of the pillars of delegated authority. We're put in Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. Let me love that word.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. I will show you. She was dealing with it. She was on the pillars. This is what it means. That God was giving you revelation by establishing the pillars to the glory of the Lord. Galatians chapter 2. Yes, sir, we're up.
Right up.
In verse 9, look at this. Paul, go to verse 8. And I'll just tell you, it's time to Paul received a revelation. He understood that he was an apostle to the Gentiles. He understood that God called him. And he said, I have been a wilderness for 14 years in Arabia to digest this truth. I didn't understand with clarity, what is the apostolic mandate that you give me to the Gentiles? Well, once Paul understood it, once he understood his assignment, his purpose to go to the Gentiles, he went back to them. He didn't go to the churches. He went back to the room. But that's why when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter, but he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me towards the Gentiles. Look at verse 8 and verse 9. And with James, Cephas, and John, who what? Seem to be what? Pillars of delegated authority. He says, perceive, that means that delegate authority saw the grace. You can't tell your pastor you got grace when they can't see it. You can't tell your pastor you anointed when they can't see it. They perceive the apostolic grace on Paul. That's what they say. They what? They don't know what they do. They gave. Who said they gave? Who said they gave? They gave to me. Is the right hand of fellowship that we shall go. That's what we're talking about, morphism. The right hand of fellowship. They gave to me the opportunity to part up with them.
Right.
Yeah, you move it. Come on, brother.
Jesus.
You were demons. Yeah. Jesus learned obedience by making suffer. Wow. You learned obedience, you approve it. Come on, my love.
Come on.
Come on, my right hand. Hello. Hello, Benjamin.
Jesus.
Yeah, I suffer before you, John Joseph. I suffer before you, Benjamin. You didn't do nothing. I suffer before you. But since you're my younger brother, come on my right hand. Then come on my right hand.
That's good. That's good.
So they see the right hand of fellowship and put me on the right path. Because I'm called to be a disciple. I'm called to be an apostle.
Yes.
So Paul was called to be an apostle. That's why at Acts 7 and Acts 9, when Paul began to preach apostolic, the disciples were afraid.
Mm.
And the Barnabas perceived that he had an apostolic authority, he understood that the traditional was uncomfortable with apostolic revelation, so Barnabas came and said, let me take you to the apostolic kingdom for the kingdom of Israel. Some of you have a prophetic anointing, you want the Baptist church.
Wow.
Some of you have an apostolic anointing, and you're trying to grow in a Methodist church. You're trying to grow in a Roman Catholic church.
Come on, apostle.
I got a friend right now, given an anointing as an apostle, he's in a Methodist church.
Jesus.
Do you know why? He's broken to a
story.
Theology. He knows Greek and but he's out of order. He's with the Methodist church, now he's in a Presbyterian church. Apostle locked up in a purpose that he's not assigned to.
Wow.
Paul says, since I ate apostolic food, I become what I eat.
Yes.
And since what I eat is seen visibly, I must be connected to the right network. Look at sense of name, you connect to the right network.
Hey, you can connect
to the right network. can't submit to a leader that's afraid of you.
Jesus.
Come on, Paul. We'll take it out of Paul.
Jesus.
A leader knows that they must have good followers because good followers make them great.
Yeah,
right, right.
They're going to intimidate those that are good for them. Because when you have good leaders and you have a good team, you create a dream. But we're so locked in our mind with intimidation and so much insecurity because we have not been developed. See, when you have not been following well, you can't lead well.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
When you have not been submitted to delegate authority, you will never qualify to be an authority.
Wow.
So what is the problem in the church is you have a lot of people who never submitted to nobody trying to establish churches.
Jesus.
And then when God raises up someone that's submitted to them and that's greater than them, they get intimidated with them. And the reason why they're intimidated is because they just follow my
promise.
And that's why we have a lot of people out in the church, because the Lord is the third. Because there's a label, unless you follow.
Unless you follow. Can't be made.
Watch this. The pillar of prayer. The pillar of prayer. Thank you. I got to stop here from South Carolina. This is like, maybe I'm going to pop it up on the floor. I said, oh, man, God, wow. What is it? I'm a man of God. But if you're a man of God in the moon, we must produce God's fruit.
Yeah,
right. Because man's covered the sun, the dogs, and the dimensions, and the dimensions of Greek, which means literally man possessed by God. So when you call yourself a woman of God, you should say I'm a woman possessed by God. But if you're possessed by God, there should be no type of lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Messenger that went and gave the message to the elders and the elders conveyed, which I wrote.
Right.
So this is the message that God gave his male voice, which are the priests. So they speak the law at his mouth, because while he's in prayer, while he's in fasting, he received a fresh word to give to you, to develop you and transform your life.
Yeah.
They should speak the law at his mouth. And his what? Mouth. Through the mouth.
Mouth.
What?
Mouth.
Probably so down the street.
Come on.
Come on. That's not a TDM preacher. You should go to the mouth of God to speak the law at your priest's mouth. No, they saw her so good, but now my first of the pure psycho.
Wow.
We will rather stay home most of my time. The way I get to get to church, but we stay home and feel everybody's sermon, become a sermon, and cut it off. But I'm throwing to nobody, so now we become a thief and a rock.
Wow.
So Periscope made a lot of I'm going to get over that. Oh, they give them a word, half a word. My God, that was more quick. We're going to say something real quick. We're going to say something real quick. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. Watch this. Daniel chapter 12. Oh, God.
Don't you know what?
You can't stop telling you to be afraid to be free.
I'm a superstar.
The world is going to see me.
The world is going to see me.
I'm anointed to become a saint.
That's it.
I can expose my vulnerability and my nakedness because I'm coming out of God.
Yeah.
Give me revelation knowledge.
Revelation.
You are not moving in knowledge, you will move out of tradition and religion. You are in old wine because old wine because there's an old wine.
Yeah.
And God's trying to change the new wine. You are going to push in the right pillar so that new wine can
come. Come on. Help us.
Isaiah 5:13 says, "Woman is in captivity because they have a knowledge. They have become bound because they have a knowledge. Because they operate in ignorance. And the devil says, wow, the people that are ignorant, so I can feed on them. Whatever you ignore knowledge, whatever you ignore instruction, Proverbs 12:1. He says, you are dumb. And you cannot be dumb. Don't believe you are wise. So we see the pillar of delegated authority and the pillar of love. Now we want to do a prayer. What's the pillar of
prayer?
Please move on to service. Oh, no. Come on. 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 Come on.
Come
on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. And consummate yourself as true John the Baptist ministry. See, the reason God is raising up John the Baptist ministry is because God wants it for himself. Now, John had to get his head cut off so he can have a head of Christ.
Ooh.
That's good.
That's why he got to get it so he can have a mind of Christ.
No.
And some of us need to die to our own reason. So we can have a mind of Christ to serve.
Yeah.
Because it's an oxymoron, it's a contradiction to say you're a Christian but you don't like to serve.
Wow. Come on.
Wow.
Wow.
Christ said, wow. I come not to be served, but to serve others.
Yeah.
But now we have not many stars, but many stars.
Wow.
They want to be in the front light, the limelight, instead of king light. And you can only be king light as you serve it.
Right.
That's why we have no power in God's services, because he would never exalt you unless you first become an honor bearer.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a pastor, you don't have to be an honor bearer.
Wow.
Yeah. I say about the man of God, but he can serve.
Yeah.
And one, he serve, I'll show you how he serves. He constantly calls me, constantly connects with me. Watch this. But this is the way that we know we have to serve him to honor bearer, because he comes so tight, consistently.
Mm. Come on.
Every week, consistently. Have I had a fortune so tight? He did a volitionally. He just comes so tight. That's a horrible servant. When you say you have servants around you, armbands around you, and they can't buy your coat.
Come on, Apostle. Come on.
Yeah, yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Tight.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Because they can't your arms. You have someone say, oh, oh, Pastor, I'm interceding for you. I'm interceding for you. Okay, you ready to pay my loan?
Yeah.
Yeah, pay my mortgage for a month.
Wow.
You're interceding for me. No, I don't be bad. Oh, yeah, that means it's a better law. The same way, yeah.
Wow.
Do I do any other things to me? Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you about the spirit. But prophetically speaking, why am I not able to get your soul? I see soul to him because I know he has a bill. He hasn't told me yet. He has a bill. So I hear by God. God is telling me to soul seed.
Yeah.
So let me get a seed for him, not with my mouth, but with my.
Say yeah. Yeah.
And so, Pastor, let me soul seed for you. Here. I'll take it as well for you. Take it as well. Read it out of the finger corner.
Yeah.
What you want to do? You need that now.
Yeah.
Because some people have a seed. They have, I'm putting, there's somebody I know right now in our church that makes $6,000 and one of the lowest givers. But they better not give them. They're not going to give them. They better not give them $100. And then they told them, you make it $6,000. No, keep them. Don't let them.
Help us.
Let me bow this to God. He's one of those. But when he first came, he filled a Benz. Watch this. I'm so good. I just had a poverty line for me. I was like, oh, Lord, I just got out of pain. See my last month, I felt so guilty. And I prayed for such Benz. There's one now.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not know how to do it. I was on a family. Then she came. Did you like my boy now?
Yes.
She works. She's an entrepreneur. She got a little bit. But he still. But how many kids?
Two
kids. His income is not more than some of the church.
Wow.
We call it someone there.
Come on.
Still tell nobody about it. See, you need those kinds of people that will give them power and enable. They lay their offerings at those 2 feet. Why did they lay it at his feet? Why did they give it his hands? Because they stand impossible for every man on the source to make a path for you. You go, I'm going to follow. Here is the Father. Let me start at the feet because I'm committed to your path.
Wow.
You need that automatic.
Wow.
There's a young man.
Rule
what? They are ruling him. Rule well. Become worthy of what? Not a thank you. Oh, that was hot. Yeah, that was down Thursday. You spoke real well. Give them some confidence. Give them faith. If I praise your life, give them faith.
Come on. Yes.
That's not
what yes.
The first is talking about.
Yep.
The mouth says, I'm not going to ask my friend out the corner.
Right.
But we listen to that because why? We're not praying to say, Lord, give me a heart to live suddenly. We're praying improper prayers. We're praying selfish prayers. But Lord, teach me how to pray to minister to my leaders and to minister to people. Give me a heart that I will be sensitive to know what things are so. That will bless your life. That with me?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the ground floor. I'm going to go home.
South Carolina. Amen.